It was a fight of the millions against the hundreds. And the cruelest part of it was that these men that we fought against, foot, horse and gunners, were our own picked troops, whom we had taught and trained, handling our own weapons and blowing our own bugle calls. At Agra, there were the 3rd Bengal Fusiliers, some Sikhs, 2 troops of horse, and a battery of artillery. A volunteer corps of clerks and merchants had been formed, and this I joined, wooden leg and all. We went out to meet the rebels at Shagungi early in July, and we beat them back for a time, but our powder gave out, and we had to fall back upon the city. Nothing but the worst news came at us from every side, which is not to be wondered at, for if you look at the map, you will see that we were right in the heart of it. Lucknow is rather better than 100 miles to the east, and Cawnpore about as far to the south. From every point on the compass, there was nothing but torture, murder, and outrage. The city of Agra is a great place, swarming with fanatics and fierce devil worshippers of all sorts. Our handful of men were lost among the narrow, winding streets. Our leader moved across the river, therefore, and took up his position in the old fort of Agra. Now, I don't know if any of you gentlemen have ever read or heard anything of that old fort. It is a very queer place, the queerest that ever I was in. And I have been in some rum corners, too.